This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take you on a fantastic journey. A journey through space and time. A journey into our bodies. A journey into the world of science, the cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of this, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. As I like to say, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a very stupid question. And that was, can you outrace a light beam? I mean, come on. Well, he asked that question, and he wouldn't let go for 10 years. For 10 years, from the age of 16 to 26, he hit his head against the wall, asking the question, can you outrace a light beam? After 10 years of hard work, he finally got the answer. The answer is no, you cannot. Because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. Well, that young boy had a name, and that was Albert Einstein. He changed the world of stars and atomic bombs, the world of high-tech electronics, the world of the Big Bang and black holes. All of that originally kicked off because a 16-year-old boy asked a stupid question. Well, that's why you should give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, I just finished a national book tour. My book is called The Future of Humanity. And I've had a number of questions that were given to me. And I'll try to answer another one of these questions. The question that sometimes I get is, why didn't Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, ever win the Nobel Prize in Physics? Well, if you think about it, that is ironic, because many lesser-known physicists who have done less spectacular work, they've won the Nobel Prize. So how come the Nobel Prize eluded Stephen Hawking, a physicist so famous that he's going to be buried in the Westminster Abbey? The Westminster Abbey in London is the most sacred church in all of British Christendom. Isaac Newton is buried there, not to mention many kings and queens of England, and including Stephen Hawking. So the question is, why didn't he ever win the Nobel Prize? Well, the answer is quite simple. The Nobel Prize is given for things that have been tested in the laboratory. Well, Stephen Hawking's main contribution is untested. And that is Hawking radiation. You see, black holes are black because they absorb all light. Nothing can escape. They're like the ultimate Roche Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. However, Hawking showed, and this is his great contribution, that when you add the quantum theory of atoms to black holes, you find that black holes are not really black at all. They're gray. They emit a very faint radiation called Hawking radiation. That's why he didn't win the Nobel Prize. This is a great discovery because it was the first major application of the quantum theory, that is the theory of atoms, to the theory of Einstein, a theory of gravity. These two theories usually hate each other. But Stephen Hawking showed that these two theories create a new effect, Hawking radiation. But it's too faint. It's too faint to be observed in the laboratory. So, we physicists believe it exists. It's out there, Hawking radiation. But the proof eludes us, and that's why Stephen never won the Nobel Prize. Okay, well, let's move right along now to your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Danny. I'm calling from Florida. My question is about your book, The Terraforming Mars Part. Now, the only two examples I know about it are the Superman movie, where, like, everybody was floating up and hitting the ground and everything. And I think there was another movie where the guy survived on Mars, which he, like, basically made, like, a small little greenhouse and grew vegetables and stuff. I know the Superman movie wouldn't be like that. So if we were to do like a little bubble greenhouse sort of deal, and let's say we wanted, the target would be half of Mars, not all of it, just half of Mars, in a realistic sense, how long would that take to happen? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that a lot of NASA engineers are asking themselves right now. And that is, well, if you saw the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon, he was left stranded on Mars with no backup, no supplies, and he had to grow his own food and sustain himself on the red planet. So one of the first things he had to do was find a way to get oxygen through a chemical reaction. Once he got that, then, of course, he had to get fertilizer for food. And he used his own waste products, yuck, for fertilizer. And then he started to grow plants on Mars. Because you had the carbon dioxide atmosphere. It's cold, but you can heat up the temperature using solar panels. And agriculture. He was then the first one to create agriculture on Mars. Now, in the future, we'll do it using genetically modified algae. The carbon dioxide atmosphere is ideal to grow organisms. Plant organisms love carbon dioxide. And so it may be possible in the future to create a self-sustaining aquafarm or a farm of genetically modified organisms on the surface of Mars. That's one industry that you definitely want to get off the ground. Another industry is mining, because frozen water can be unfrozen. And that creates drinking water once you purify it. And you can separate it out into hydrogen and oxygen. So these are two reasons why you can use A, hydrogen for rocket fuel, and B, oxygen for breathing. So water would be the first major substance to be mined on the surface of Mars. This is beginning the process of terraforming Mars. So it's going to be very difficult. No one's going to terraform Mars immediately. The first settlements will just tinker with the mechanics of terraforming Mars. But the actual terraforming of the planet itself will take much longer. Now, how do you jumpstart it? If you could raise the temperature of Mars by six degrees, you will have a runaway greenhouse effect. How do you do that? You inject methane gas into the atmosphere of Mars. The methane gas captures sunlight, creates a greenhouse effect, which captures more carbon dioxide, and so you have a runaway greenhouse effect. So that's one way to self-sustain and terraform Mars. But, of course, it's not going to happen anytime soon. It'll take years, decades. So let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCN Live.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always get right to us and leave a message. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to. Go to my website, and you can see the cities I've been traveling in, and maybe I'll sign your copy of my latest book, The Future of the Humanity, now a New York Times bestseller, thanks to you in the audience. Well, before the break, we also had a call about terraforming Mars, and he also mentioned Superman. So let me give you a historical link between Mars and Superman. Near the turn of the century, Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote the Tarzan series, for which he was famous, but he also wrote the John Carter of Mars series as part of pulp fiction back in the 1920s. Back then, he realized that Mars had a lower gravitational field than the Earth, so he said that if an Earthling were to go to Mars somehow, he would become somebody with superhuman powers. He'd be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He'd be faster than a speeding bullet. So, Edgar Rice Burroughs said that this man on Mars, John Carter, would have the power of a Superman. Well, what happened was, nothing happened, until World War II come along, and people want a hero. And that's the origin of Action Comics and Superman. And the very first issue of Superman, the very first issue, it says very plainly that anyone from another planet landing on the Earth would have superhuman powers because of the low gravity, precisely echoing the words of Edgar Rice Burroughs, creator of Tarzan, and John Carter of Mars. So in other words, the link between Mars and Superman is that Superman is in some sense a son of John Carter, a creation of the man who created Tarzan. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
I'd like to propose at least one question. If the background microwave radiation from the Big Bang heats up the vacuum of the relative vacuum of deep space by 2.74 degrees Kelvin, then how can people like Dr. Lee at Harvard, who were trying to reach absolute zero, completely evacuate the BMR from an environment so that the thermometer doesn't reach just 2.74 degrees Kelvin, but actually goes down to absolute zero? I found your presentation delightful on the future of humanity.
Okay, well, first of all, let's break down your question. It turns out that in outer space, there is an echo of the Big Bang itself, believe it or not. You can calculate that the Big Bang was very hot, but in 13.8 billion years, it cooled down. So the temperature of the background radiation left over the aftermath of the Big Bang has a temperature today of 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. So children sometimes ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, how cold is outer space? Well, we know the answer, 2.7 degrees. Why? That's the temperature of the Big Bang today. Anything that hot back then could not go to zero today. We see residual radiation from the Big Bang at 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. But on the Earth, you can create in the laboratory temperatures below 2.7 degrees centigrade. Now, remember, that's a temperature of outer space. But on the Earth, it's possible to take out energy from a container of energy and drop the temperature below 2.7 degrees centigrade. And that resolves the paradox. And that is, if the temperature of outer space is 2.7 degrees, how can on the Earth you can get a chamber, a small chamber, where the temperature inside is below 2.7 degrees centigrade? There's no contradiction whatsoever. And by the way, you can pick up this radiation on your transistor radio. If you turn your frequency on a transistor radio randomly, you get static. Believe it or not, most of that static comes from Jupiter. Jupiter is quite noisy in the radio spectrum, quite radioactive, but you can also pick up the Big Bang itself. This is amazing that even a simple transistor radio can pick up residual leftover radiation from the creation of the universe itself. Absolutely amazing. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Charles Davis. I'm not listening to a radio station. I actually got your information off the internet. But I have a question for you. Was there ever a reverse law to the theory of light written by anyone, including Einstein, never published? If so, what would the implications of that be? And would that actually be a link to relativity and quantum theory possible? Thank you.
Well, I think what you're asking is there a reverse form of light? I think that's what you said. In other words, anti-light or dark light. That light from a flashlight emits radiation, but a dark flashlight would absorb radiation and blackness. Blackness would come out rather than light. Well, the short answer is no, but let me explain why. First of all, there is something called antimatter, the opposite of matter, which is different charge. So the electron has negative charge. We learned that in elementary school. But the anti-electron, the positron, has positive charge. So antimatter has the opposite charge of ordinary matter. Now, light, however, has no charge at all. It's chargeless. And anti-light is light. So that explains, first of all, the mystery of black light. There is no such thing, because light and anti-light are the same thing. You can also answer the question about anti-gravity. Anti-gravity is gravity. That is, the antiparticle of the graviton is a graviton. The antiparticle is the photon of light is the photon of light. And therefore, reverse light or black light is not possible. However, recently, physicists were quite amazed that the universe itself is accelerating due to dark energy. Now, this is repulsive. Dark energy repels galaxies, and so it is a form of anti-gravity, which is amazing. There is a form of anti-gravity. However, what's the catch? The catch is it's extremely small. So small, you cannot make hoverboards or anti-gravity rockets out of it. Sorry about that. It is extremely tiny, but we do think on a scale of galaxies now, it is literally pushing the galaxies apart, cooling it down, and one day we may hit absolute zero or near absolute zero as a consequence of dark energy. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Sean Markley from Shorewood, Illinois. My question is, as we become a level one or level two society on the Kardashev scale, which scenario becomes more plausible? Number one, us wormholing to other planets in the Goldilocks zone and search in our own universe for the continuity of the species, or number two, us wormholing into the past in an alternate universe to transfer folks into the alternate universe, if you will, for the continuity of the species. Appreciate any help on the answer, and thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, well, you ask a question about the Kardashev scale, which I write about. Kardashev was a Russian astrophysicist who wanted to catalog intelligent civilizations in outer space. A type 1 civilization consumes the energy of a planet, like Buck Rogers. They control the weather. They can control earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything planetary they can control. Type 2 is stellar. They control the stars. They control the energy output of the star and nearby planets, like the Federation of Planets. The Federation of Planets in Star Trek would be a Type 2 civilization. Type 3 is galactic. They control the power of a black hole. And after the break, we'll answer the question about what it means if you can create a wormhole if you're a type 1, 2, or 3 civilization. Can you go to the past or maybe the future? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there you are all alone listening to your radio, and then all of a sudden you get this brainstorm. You just have to talk to somebody, but you're all alone and there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can ask that question on national radio, the question that's always been bothering you. Well, before the break, we had another question that came in about the Kardashev scale and where we might take a wormhole to. Well, the Kardashev scale talks about civilizations centuries, millennia more advanced than us. A type 1 civilization can control planetary power. They control the weather. They can mine the oceans. Type 2 has stellar power. They control the power output of an entire star. They've colonized all the nearby planets. And type 3 is galactic. They control the power of black holes, and they roam across the galactic space lanes. Now, believe it or not, we can actually calculate when we will attain these incredible abilities. First of all, we know the energy output of a Type 1 civilization, and so we are about 100 years or so away from becoming Type 1. In other words, by 2100, we will become planetary with the ability to, for example, control the weather. In a few thousand years, we'll be Type 2, the ability to control the power output of an entire star, like in Star Trek. Type 3 is galactic, the power to manipulate black holes to roam the galactic space lanes. And that depends on whether or not you can get hyperdrive. So that may be, who knows, maybe thousands to 100,000 years more advanced than us. Now, the question that came in is, when are we going to get wormholes? And where are we going to go in space or time with a wormhole? Wormholes are shortcuts. They are allowed by Einstein's theory. In fact, Einstein himself in 1935 was the first one to find a wormhole solution of his own equations. A wormhole is a shortcut, like the looking glass of Alice. A shortcut that allows you to go from one point of space or time and another point of space or time. Now, when can we have these and on what scale are we talking about? Well, as you can see, a wormhole has the energy of a black hole. Therefore, almost by definition, we're talking about Type 3, a Type 3 civilization that can roam the galactic space lanes, has access to galactic energy, and has the power of a black hole. And that is the power to rip the fabric of space and time itself. Now, where are they going to go? Well, one point is to go to other galaxies and other star systems and other sectors of the galaxy itself. So perhaps Star Wars takes place in such a time, thousands of years more advanced than us. But what about going backwards in time? Well, that gets a little bit more dicey. Stephen Hawking, for example, admitted that it may be possible to create a wormhole to go into the future or into another point in space. But to go backwards in time, he thought, may be bordering on impossible. Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break, whether or not a time machine is possible to the past. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And we're going to talk about time travel after the break.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, you can find out about where I'll be speaking on my book tour and all the latest developments in science and technology. So go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it explains how you can get a copy of my new book, a New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a call about the Kardashev scale of advanced civilizations and when we're going to be able to create wormholes. Well, wormholes are gateways through space and time made possible through energy scales of a black hole, meaning that we're probably talking about type 3, a galactic civilization capable of harnessing the power of dying stars and black holes to drill a hole through space and time. These are called wormholes, first pioneered by Albert Einstein himself in 1935 in a famous paper that he wrote with one of his students, Nathan Rosen. And then the question is, can you go forwards in space, like in a spaceship, or backwards in time? Well, Stephen Hawking had a point of view on this. He thought that wormholes to another point in space may be possible. The problem is graviton radiation. Gravitons are particles of light, and if you have enough gravitons, they can become quite dangerous and quite radioactive, and you can blow up the machine. So a wormhole machine may, in some sense, become unstable. Well, Hawking thought that maybe, just maybe, a wormhole machine taking you to a distant point in the galaxy was possible, that it was possible to control the graviton radiation as you entered the wormhole machine. But, he thought, to go backwards into the past, if you do the calculation, it turns out the buildup of graviton radiation blows up. And so maybe the machine explodes as you try to go to the past. Well, I've looked at that calculation, and I'm not convinced. First of all, how do you get the fact that the machine blows up when you go into the past in a wormhole? Because a light beam that falls in the wormhole, winds up in the past, and then naturally goes to the present and goes into the wormhole a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. That's why it blows up, because it goes through the wormholes an infinite number of times. But you see, I don't believe in that. I think you can only go through the wormhole basically once, not an infinite number of times, and so there's no contradiction with graviton radiation. Graviton radiation could, in fact, be finite. Now, why do I believe that you can only go maybe once through the wormhole? Because it depends on how you view going backwards in time. I personally think that the universe splits in half. the timeline forks into two rivers. One river takes you through a normal sequence of time, and the other river splits off, forks in the river of time, and that simply creates a new branch of a timeline. So all the paradoxes of time travel are resolved, and there are no infinities, no explosions or blowing up of graviton radiation. And so, in other words, time travel might be possible. I'm not saying it is, because, of course, the calculation requires going to a higher mathematics called string theory, which is so advanced that we cannot answer the question yet. But in string theory, it's a quantum theory, time splits. And if time splits and you go backwards in time, you do not change your own past, which would create a paradox. You change somebody else's past, who looks like you, has the same mannerisms, but is your carbon copy. And so you've basically changed the fate of a parallel universe, but not your own. Sorry about that. And that resolves all the paradoxes of time travel. With a new outlook, you can read any time travel novel and resolve every paradox if you simply assume that the universe forks into two roads every time you go backwards in time. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Maria Ahmed. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And my question for you was, as we know, 95.1% of the universe is dark matter and dark energy. The rest of the universe is stuff that we can detect, visible light, visible energy. My question was, is it possible that there's an entire universe that's undetected within that dark energy and dark matter? Is it possible? It'd be awesome to know. Thanks so much.
Well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of what we know about the universe. So let's break it down a bit. As we mentioned before on this radio show, we used to think that the universe is... Oh, I think we're running out of time in this segment. Well, let's take a short commercial break then, and after the break, we'll answer a question. Is it possible there could be a parallel universe out there hidden in dark energy and dark matter?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the mysteries of the universe and matter and space and time and our bodies. Why should we have all the fun? Why don't you join in, be part of the dialogue by calling 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question, and that is, the universe we now know is much stranger than we previously thought. It is basically made out of dark energy, which is blowing the universe apart, and dark matter, which holds the galaxy together. Both are invisible, and both have led to Nobel Prizes. So the question is, if dark matter is dark and can hide things, could it basically hide a parallel universe? Well, probably no. However, it does raise some very intriguing questions. First of all, how do we even know there's dark matter out there? By looking at Newton's law of gravity, we know that the galaxy spins, but it spins 10 times too fast. If you take a look at Newton's laws of spin and calculate the centrifugal force of a galaxy spinning very rapidly, you find that it should fly apart. Therefore, something is keeping the galaxies together, even if Newton says they are flying so fast, they should fly apart. And that's dark matter. So we use gravity to indirectly prove the existence of dark matter. Now, then the caller asks another question. If dark matter is invisible, is it possible that it's concealing something, like maybe another parallel universe? And the answer to that is probably no, because a parallel universe would have a lot of gravity. And gravity is how we even prove the existence of dark matter to begin with, because dark matter is invisible. Therefore, we see no presence of a parallel universe hiding inside the dark matter. However, there have been some surprises just in the last few years. One surprise announced just a few weeks ago was the fact that we can now have galaxies that are totally made out of dark matter, or galaxies totally made out of ordinary matter without the other. We used to think that dark matter and ordinary matter had to come together. But now we find that you can have ordinary galaxies with ordinary matter without that much dark matter at all, and vice versa. And so we're now realizing that the universe is a lot more mysterious than we previously thought. I should mention, however, that the leading candidate for dark matter is that it's a higher vibration of the string. We are the lowest octave of the string, but there are higher vibrations. The photon has a higher vibration. Its partner is called the photino, or little photon for short. And we think that is the leading candidate for what dark matter is made of. However, the question is more sophisticated than you realize, because in inflation theory, which is also a version of the Big Bang theory, inflation happens all the time at different points in the universe. So in some principle, it's possible to have universes inside universes, universes budding off other universes like a soap bubble budding off other soap bubbles. And so then it's not so surprising if you can get a universe hiding inside dark matter. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Richard Kelleher. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and my question is, I just read that the longest recorded electrical pulses from a dead brain were 10 days. How long does a brain consciousness last after death?
Well, you ask a very important question, a question, of course, that is a subject of not just doctors, but also ethicists, because the question is, when the brain dies, but the body survives, are you really dead at all? Well, first of all, it's usually considered that in a period of 4 to 6 minutes, brain tissues start to die because of lack of oxygen. And by the time 8 minutes have gone by, you are most likely suffering from a version of brain death. That is, neurons start to die. And after that, you are probably clinically brain dead. In other words, the EEG, the electroencephalograph, picks up no evidence of electrical activity, even though the body may still be intact. And this, of course, raises many ethical questions. Sometimes people in a coma, like, for example, because of illness or a car accident, could be brain dead, but their body is still alive. And then the question is it possible, therefore, they could be revived after being brain dead? And you ask an even different question. What happens under certain rare circumstances, like, for example, when the body is cold, the body can survive much longer in a state of suspended animation. So let's try to break it down really quick. And that is, medical ethicists are still debating after the case of Ms. Schiavo, who was brain dead, but the relatives clung to the possibility that she could be revived, even though most doctors believe that there was no chance of her coming back because there was simply too much damage to brain tissue. Now, it turns out that some people in comas do come out. However, they are not totally brain dead. If you are totally brain dead with no electrical activity, chances are you're not going to be able to be brought back. However, this is an area which is very fuzzy because, of course, it all depends on how you define brain dead. And if somebody, for example, falls in a lake, in a frozen lake, then it's possible the person could survive much longer because of the cold, which stops the degeneration of brain activity. So this is still a frontier question. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, you can explore the cutting edge of science with me by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, you might get on Science Fantastic.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.